Hello.
Hello, my name is Brittany, returning your call for customer support. How may I help you today?
Well, I had called last night because I did not sign up for anything, and the lady I talked to last night said she canceled everything, that I wouldn't be charged for anything because it was not a charge that I made, and you guys charged me again today and took $56 out of my bank. And I would like this resolved.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your first and last name on this account?
Last name is Chris, C-R-I-S-S. First name's going to be either Terry or Teresa, T-E-R-E.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify the address?
121 Florida Street, Lawrence, Kansas, 66044.
I'm just waiting for my system to load up. Just bear with me. Okay, I'm showing on here that you was declined $56.95 on 11/22/2022, and then I see here today that you was charged the $56.95, which is the kitchen set.
Okay, but I called last night, and I don't know if it's on the file, but she canceled that, and she told me that I would not be charged anymore.
Okay, she did
because
not.
Because this is not a charge I made.
Okay, she did not cancel.
Okay, she told me specifically that she canceled it and I would not be charged.
Okay, I'm going to cancel it for you because she didn't cancel it.
But I want that money put back. I want that charge canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I'm canceling it as we're speaking now. And that's the kitchen set. I can do... I can do 35% of your money back off a courtesy for $56.95, which is $19.93.
Oh, no. They were supposed to cancel it. I was not supposed to be charged at all.
Yes, I canceled it. I canceled everything, ma'am. She didn't cancel it, but I canceled it.
That 56 whatever needs to go back into my account, not 35% of it.
I can only do 50%, $28.48, ma'am.
Okay, I want to speak to a supervisor or somebody above you then. Because we're not doing this. If I have to take legal action, I will. Because I was told this would not be charged to my account because I did not do this. And now y'all are telling me you're only going to give me 50% back. It's not going to happen. I want all of it back or I will take legal action.
Take it to who?
I'll take legal action.
Okay, hold on just a sec.
So you need to get me someone on the phone who can give me my refund back. Mm-hmm. Thing is that she told me specifically that she canceled it last night, right before she called your phone.
I know, that's what you told me.
Well, they charged me $7.95.
Okay, I just talked to my supervisor. She said I can't do full refund because I have to make sure with my supervisor I can't do that, ma'am. So she just said
okay.
I can.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it would take 3 to 5 business days for that to post to your account, and I did cancel it on my end. I made sure I canceled it, and my name is Brittany.
Brittany, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
You need to make sure there are no other charges going forward.
She just said she canceled it, and yeah, my daughter just mentioned she wants to make sure there's no other charges going on my account.
No, ma'am.
From today
I canceled everything. I made sure I canceled it.
Okay, and the other thing is, this is why I'm so upset, is because she actually gave me a confirmation number for that cancellation from yesterday. So is that anywhere on my account in the system?
Hold on just a second. let me look in my notes. I was just putting in my notes that I did cancel. So let me just go back into her notes and see what she said. Hold on just a second. I can provide that for you.
Okay.
Okay, it say on here, customer say she did not authorize those charges. She want to cancel immediately. And she put OTP. And I just canceled the whole thing out because it don't say nothing about cancel. She just put customer say did not authorize those charges. She wants to cancel immediately. And I did cancel. And return your money. Refunded your money.
Okay. And is there another confirmation code
mm-hmm.
for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, may I have that, please?
Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
262.
750.
750.
768. I have two confirmation numbers.
Okay, because that confirmation you just gave me was the same confirmation number I was given last night.
Okay.
Identical.
I have two. I have another one, too.
Okay.
C is Charlie.
Okay.
262.
262.
77.
77.
05.
05.
07.
07. Let me read that back. I have C as in Charlie. 262-770-507.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your name was
Brittany.
Brittany? Mm-hmm. And what company is this?
Third party customer support, where we sell several products.
Okay, but what is the company that was charging me?
I don't see the company that was charging you on here. Hold on just a sec. Let me see here. It just something you ordered offline. I don't see the company on here at all.
Okay. So, just to verify, this has been canceled.
Yes,
and
this has been canceled.
I should see a refund in my account.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be no further charges from this point forward.
No, ma'am. I canceled everything out from my end. I canceled it. So I put it in my notes that I did cancel. And
okay.
If they pull it up, they'll see I canceled your order and nothing won't be coming through. And I did refund
you
your
much.
Money. And it'll take 3 to 5 business days.
Wow. So if that money doesn't go in within, and I understand it's a holiday,
mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't go in, say, I'm going to say, by Monday, you know, since Thursday is a holiday,
mm-hmm.
then can I call this number back and ask for you?
Yes, ma'am. You can always call back and ask for Brittany. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I work in the mornings.
Okay.
So just call back in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling
Thank
customer
you very
support.
Much.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.